Well, when women have washed the clothes and they're going to carry them up to the line to hang them up, what do they put them in?
Clothes basket. That's what they used to. They don't use clothes baskets anymore. They have a basket on a wheel.
Yeah. Oh, what do they ship nails in? If you were going to buy nails the way they come from the nail factory, you'd get them in a little wooden container about this big. A what?
Keg.
Mm-hmm. There's a musical instrument that everybody used to play these things. You hold it up to your mouth like this and you blow on it. What do you call that?
French harp.
And if you have one that you hold up here and twang, call that what?
Jew's harp.
Mm-hmm. Now, when a barrel's made, it's got things around it like this to hold it. What do you call that?
Hoops.
What?
Hoops.
Hoops. If you have a bottle, a narrow neck bottle, and you have liquid in it, you want to keep it in, you usually put something down in the neck of it.
Or,
and what do you use to drive a nail?
Hammer.
If you have a wagon, which is going to be pulled, you have something coming out off the front of it like this, what do you call that?
Tongue.
And if it's a buggy, it doesn't have a tongue, but there are two of them come out. The horse is in between them.
Shag.
If you've got a one-horse rig, you're going to hook the horse up to the rig by fastening the harness onto what?
Single tree.
Single tree. And if it's a two-horse rig, you...
Double tree and two single trees.
Mm-hmm. You have a double tree and two single trees. If you had a wagon load of wood and it was being pulled along by horses, you'd say that, suppose you were driving it, driving the horses. You'd say that you were... Now you go into the field, usually in the fall, I guess, around here after the crops are in, and bust up the ground for the next year. What would you call that?
Fall plowing.
Mm-hmm. After you get it broken up with a plow, then you usually take another tool in and break it up finer.
Well, it's two different kinds. You can take a disc or a harrow.
If you're going to use a harrow, what kind of a tool is that? What's it look like?
Well, it's a steel frame, a way to make a mound. It's got teeth in it, sets up about 8 inches off the ground on sharp points.
Mm-hmm.
It's about, you don't have many sections, 4 foot square, with two sections together. And the disc is made with a long shaft and disc on it. Rolls.
Just rolls. It and just it just cuts it up,
cuts
doesn't it?
It's made something kind of disc all set the same way, you know, and it keeps there. Half of it sets one way and half the other, one goes in and the other goes out.
I see. Now if you got yourself a farm that hadn't been taken very good care of, or maybe some land that had never been cleared off, and it was full of stones or rocks, and you were going to clear the field, you'd put these stones into something to get them off, to have them pulled off. What would you call the thing that you put the stones into?
Sled.
A sled. What do you call the thing that